Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The trial of Andrea Yates continues. The lady accused of drowning her five children in a bathtub, and the ramifications and repercussions that can have nationally for children can be quite profound and quite unexpected. We have a number of educators who have joined us over the last few days to talk about this. One of them is Mavis Leonard. She is a retired middle and elementary school teacher. She now does volunteer work at Joyful Union Congregation's kindergarten, and she works with children K through 5 to talk about the Andrea Yates case. And you obviously have, you say that you have felt some of the repercussions about this woman, Andrea Yates, accused of killing her children. You feel the repercussions from the kids themselves coming into your class, Ms. Leonard?
Well, we find that the children come to school ever since this Andrea Yates allegedly drowned her children. Children come to school without sleep. Or they are, we have had a lot of children have come to school who are filthy, they're dirty, they have not had a bath.
They are not sleeping and have not had a bath. Why?
Because they're afraid of their mommy. A lot of them are afraid my mommy's going to drown me if I take a bath, or I don't want to sleep because if I go to sleep, my mommy come in and try to put my head in the water. And so we have found that a lot of these children have been traumatized by this news story, and we're trying to do the best we can to try to keep the floodgates back on this Andrea Yates story.
So you have children coming into your school. Ms. Leonard, who do you teach again?
Well, I teach K through 5. I have retired, but I am a volunteer assistant K through 5.
All right, kindergartners all the way up to to a fifth grader. So that's what, 5 to 10?
Yes, that is correct. At roughly age 5 through 10 or 11.
And the kids are coming to school dirty?
Well, they are coming to school dirty because they do not want to take a bath. And
they're not taking a bath for fear that their mother is going to drown them?
A lot of the children are fearing that, right. So we have had to deal with this, Mr. Hendry, in a way that some parents might not approve of, but we've had to circumvent the parents in some way in giving them lessons on how to recognize a depressed mother or avoid a depressed mother so that they don't have to be afraid of taking a bath if their mommy is not depressed. If their mother is depressed, there is something that is a concern.
So you're telling the children how to recognize if mommy is depressed?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
You're telling the kids, you're giving the children a schooling and how to recognize...
Well, for instance, we'll tell them if their mother is... if your mommy don't let you watch TV, if your mommy and daddy had a fight, this is very important to notice if your mother has gained weight, if your mother can't get a babysitter to go so she can go out with her friends. If you are eating too much candy, if you don't color coordinate your clothes, all these things can get your mommy mad and make her mad enough to drown you.
And so you're telling the kids that it is possible their mother may drown them.
Well, I think it's very possible in any home, Mr. Hendry, that a mother can get depressed enough. She'll take a look at her child and just say, "I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore," and she'll take that child and go ahead and put him down. Like you would a pet. So we are very aware of that, and that's why we teach the children what we do. We also teach them a submersion evasion. If a mother tries to drown them, we do teach children how to hold their breath underwater. It seems like it's a terrible thing.
You're kidding me.
No, it is a terrible thing to have to teach a child how to avoid being drowned by his own mother, but we have no choice. Because we have so many children afraid of that.
So are you teaching children how to avoid being drowned by their mothers so that they're not drowned by their mothers or so that they can sleep at night?
Well, I think they feel more secure if they haven't.
That's what I'm thinking. They just feel more secure.
But they also, in the unlikely event that their mother tried to drown them, they have got a survival technique. I don't know what goes on in these homes. But I know that if a mother tried, any mother of a student of mine tried to drown her child, we have taught that child a submersion evasion technique, and that is to hold their breath for up to 2 minutes. And we think that that can be long enough where something else can happen. Now,
well, how do you do, in teaching a submersion evasion technique, what do? Are you putting the kids...
Well, we take the child and put his head underwater very gently. I say, I'm going to pretend like I'm Mrs. Yates. I'm Andrea Yates. Now, watch this. I put the kid's head under there until they start to fight, and then I pull them back because I know they're running out of gas or they're running out of air. We did have one boy resist this tuition because he didn't believe his mommy going to kill him. So I dunked him till I heard what I wanted to hear.
You're dunking the child. That's like almost like torturing the kid, okay? I can understand a kid...
No, sir, it's not.
No, but I can understand a kid saying, teach me how to hold my breath underwater in case my mother tries to drown me. But forcing the kid...
No, it is corporal punishment. I told the boy, you have got to take the submersion evasion. He said, no, my mommy never drowned me. So that's when I said, well, you don't think your mama going to drown you? Watch this. I took him by the back of the head. I took the hair, shoved him down. Then I pulled him out of the water. I said, now are you ready to learn the submersion evasion? And he said, no, I'm not. I put him back down again. I pulled him back out. After about two or three times, he ready.
You call that corporal punishment?
I call that teaching a child to mind a lesson of being taught him, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. With me is Mavis Leonard. She's a retired middle school teacher. Children are coming into her school and schools across the country fearful that their mothers may drown them as Andrea Yates drowned her kids, fearful that their mothers may try to kill them. They are not sleeping. Some of them are dirty. They're teaching the kids ways to recognize their mother's depression, number one, and ways to actually hold your breath underwater in case the mother tries to drown them. Doesn't this seem sad to you?
I think it's sad, but I'm glad that the Lord has given me an opportunity to teach these children a survival technique.
Why do you have a picture of yourself? There's a tub that you teach the kids this submersion technique in, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Why is there a picture of yourself on the bottom?
I tell the children, if you don't want my face to be the last thing you ever see, you better hold your breath. I said, you open your eyes up when I put your face under the water. Now you open your eyes up. I said, what'd you see? They said, we saw you, Miss Leonard. I said, you want that to be the last thing you see? You're going to hold your breath. But somebody has got to help these children from their mommies when they snap, because these women are out there right now ready to snap, take their children, drown them, and then get rid of the body if they don't call 911. I don't know. Now, that Andrea Yates, she called up 911. She said, I drowned my children. Some of these women might say, drown their children, put them in the trunk of the car, and try to do away with the body. I don't know how they're going to do that, but what we're trying to do is help these children survive. I don't know about the women.
You really believe that women are out there trying to kill their kids?
I know the children are afraid of it.
Because of the fact that they're coming in dirty?
Because of the fact they're coming in dirty, they're coming in, and they're coming in frightened without no sleep. They are sleeping with one eye open, waiting for their mommy to come in and stick their head underwater. So that's when I give them a submerged invasion. I stick their head underwater. I go, I'm like your mommy now. I'm your mommy now, and I pull them out. I say, the only difference between me and your mommy is I pull you out, your mommy keep you down. So the children become more, loyal to me, and they'll do what I want them to say.
Well, that sounds to me a little bit like you're dividing loyalties of these children. And let me give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. Controversial technique being taught at Joyful Union Congregation by Mavis Leonard, who's a retired elementary school teacher. She's teaching kids how to hold their breath underwater, how to recognize depression in their mothers, all of this so that kids can avoid being drowned by their mothers the way that family in Houston was drowned, allegedly, by Ms. Andrea Yates. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
I didn't know that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Mavis Leonard is a middle school teacher teaching children how to defend themselves against mothers that may want to drown them. You say that the kids are afraid of being drowned by their mothers because they're not sleeping. They're coming in dirty. How long have you been a middle school teacher?
I've got my teaching credential in Columbia, South Carolina. That was in 1963. I was 21 years of age. I'm very proud to say that I have met Martin Luther King. I have also been a part of Freedom Riders in Mississippi.
All right, so you've been around. You've seen a lot of this world.
I have seen a lot of this world, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Mary. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I have a comment about this. I don't know what kind of middle school teacher she is. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I teach a middle school at Joyful Union Congregation.
It sounds like to me that you're using this method of torture to discipline children in your classroom instead of survival. And I'll tell you one thing, if that was my child that you were holding...
I have come from a long... I'll tell you right now, sometime in this world...
You sound like a lunatic.
Sometime in this world, you have got to kick some ass to teach a child...
You are a lunatic, lady.
You know something, lady?
And I'll tell you, if I was one of those mothers, I would have already come up there and drowned
you
myself.
You know why you're upset with me? Because maybe you want to drown your child sometime. I teach your child...
You're a lunatic.
You're a lunatic. You want to drown
your
child.
I'm a grandmother, and I would never do such a thing like that to a child.
Now, Mr. Henry, I'm going
to
ask this lady.
To any child.
Mr. Henry, I'll ask you a question, because I'm going to ask this lady a question. I'm a grandmother, too. Mary, don't tell me that you did not hold the head of your child under the bubbles at least one time in your life.
You are a lunatic.
You
lie.
God, you lie.
You're a lunatic from the word go.
Wait a minute.
And I don't even believe you're an authentic person calling in that's a teacher. I think you're a made-up. Phony.
You think I'm made up phony, huh?
You're a phony.
Are you calling this program as some kind of a phony?
Mr. Henry, you can call Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California. I have been a middle school teacher there.
You are a lunatic, and any mother that you had done that to their child would have already come up there and killed you.
Because if you're calling this program as a hoax, believe me.
I am not calling the program as a hoax. I deal with children every day that are afraid. Because of this Andrew
Yates
story.
Phil, do you think any mother would put up with her doing this to their child?
The parents don't know that I am doing this because the children would never tell them.
No little child is going to keep that from their parents.
And I'll tell you right now, I bet you money you put the kid's head under the water sometimes.
You're a pathetic
You are a
fool.
Liar. You're a lying sack.
You're a
All
fool.
Right, okay. I don't know what.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not a liar.
You're a liar, okay? Because I may be a fool, but I never try to drown no kid.
I have a 42-year-old daughter and two grandchildren.
I bet you she swims real good.
And my child would tell you in a minute she's never had a punishment like that.
I'll tell you right now, I bet your daughter know how to hold her breath underwater.
You're a phony. You're a made-up phony. You're no teacher.
I don't think you got no daughter.
You're no teacher.
I know you ain't no mother, because if you were the mother, you would have the honesty to admit at one time in your life you want to take your child and do a Natalie Wood on
Phil,
her.
Phil, I don't know why you give a fool.
All right, okay. All right, thank you very much. What are you, is this,
What?
Is this some kind of a joke?
Mr. Henry, you can call my school.
As my producer just did. You're keeping this information from the parents.
Because these children come to my school deathly afraid that their mommy that night going to take their head and stick them. Say, you want to have a bath? I say, yes, mommy, I like to have a bath. Well, you come on in here, I do a Natalie Wood on you. And put them under the water. And that child will not never come up. Because no child I know can breathe underwater, no human being neither.
Well, I know the kids are afraid.
That's right. They are afraid because of some lunatic down in Houston. I bet you money of people call in from Houston on account of the little drowned their child down there.
Well, that's absurd, too, and you know it. Here is Carol on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Carol.
I'm from Houston
yes,
also.
Ma'am.
And this woman, someone needs to call 911 if it's a woman at all. Someone needs to call 911 on her, because you don't ever teach children in any way, shape, or form
how to hold their breath. You don't teach them how to hold their
really
breath.
And she's not teaching them as much as she is scaring them to death.
You don't teach children how to hold their breath underwater. I see. So what do you teach them, Carol? How to breathe underwater?
No,
let me
but
ask
I would
you,
never teach
what
a
do
child
you teach
anything
a child,
like that.
What do you teach a child that's afraid their mama is going to drown them? What do you teach them?
You don't teach them. That's not your place
you
to
let,
be teaching
you,
them that kind of stuff.
So you
that's
let all their mothers down in Houston drown.
Do.
You let all their mothers down in Houston drown their children. All right. I understand.
No, they do not.
Yeah, I understand.
98686. If I find out you're some kind of a hoax.
Oh, you think I'm a hoax?
If I find that out, that you're teaching kids.
I am teaching children how to survive the murderous instinct of a parent that would drown them, who lived down in Houston, Texas, and Andrea Yates got her children crapping up a green brick. I didn't do that.
Well, I'm not.
I did not do that. All these women calling up to defend a woman, going to put a kid's head underwater, think he's some kind of flipper. or some kind of manimal what got gill in his neck, or some kind of water world, too. I will tell you right now.
Well, I don't think it's wrong to teach a child.
And I am offended as a teacher of 30-plus years.
I don't think it's wrong to teach a child how to survive, okay? I just think it's wrong to teach children in this manner without telling the parent.
Some of those mommies say to themselves, guys, I could afford that new car if I just drowned my child. I could have a man move in with me if I just drowned my child. I could cut my bills in half if I just drowned my child, like that Susan Smith or Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie Kennedy didn't drown her kid.
Well, her son drowned, didn't he?
Her son died in a plane crash.
Her son crashed a plane into the water. He probably went under the water then, too.
Well, he probably died on impact. But be that as it may, it doesn't mean that Jackie Kennedy did it.
But you know it. All I'm saying is...
Look, Jackie Kennedy didn't drown her son, John Kennedy Jr. He crashed his plane into the ocean as an adult man in his late 30s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's you say.
Oh, I see. So now we have a Kennedy conspiracy around everything. John Kennedy, Jackie Kennedy. What did she do, fool with the engine?
See, all I'm saying is I am a middle school teacher trying to teach children the best way that I can how to survive the murder instinct of a parent.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joyce, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think that the woman or whatever is a freaking idiot. I think she should be arrested for one thing.
And you got children?
Second place,
have you got children?
I have children.
Children, all right? And you want to drown your children? No, you do not want to drown your children. Do you want your child to be alive? Yes, you do.
Would you please? You've been talking here for some time
now.
You know it makes no sense.
Everybody calling up and defending this lady that drowned her children.
But listen,
you know,
she is teaching children to be afraid of the only people that they can go to.
Oh, right.
Teaching
her children to be afraid
of their parents,
Andrea,
the only protection they
have. That's right. You
I think
go to
she
mama,
should be arrested.
You go to mama, you get drowned.
Oh,
well, wait
on.
A second. You can't.
You go to your mother.
You know what? Now that I think about it,
the
comment
you
mentioned about John Kennedy, I do think she's a big hoax. In fact, I think I heard people laughing in the background.
You know something, Joyce? I'll tell you this right now.
I don't want
if you to think
hear.
Of, no, you don't. You just go drown your child.
Good
okay,
God Almighty. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, I thought we had to break. Joyce, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you would just give me one chance, ma'am, to say what I have
I
to say.
I said what I had to say, but nobody will listen to me.
You mentioned
and I'm trying
something.
To say that.
Whoa, everybody. I'm going to let Joyce talk, and you can respond, Mavis. Is that all right?
That's fine, but I will not have anyone sit here and tell me that after 37 years as a teacher,
she followed the
and somebody
going
to try to somebody going to try to tell me my business, and you want everybody defending this lady drowning her children, and I'm trying to protect the children.
I understand that you're concerned for the safety of the children. It's the techniques that you're using, and...
What am I supposed to say? I'm afraid of my mommy. I'm afraid of my daddy. What am I supposed to do, send them back in there so they get drowned?
I don't believe that many children are going to you and saying that.
Well,
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't believe you got children.
I believe they're saying
I don't believe your mother.
I believe they may be saying it after you have taught them to be afraid of their parents.
How come you like this Andrea Yates so much?
I didn't say I like her. I'm just telling you that not every...
You're calling up and defending her and everything.
I'm just telling you that not...
Do you like what she did?
Let me ask you a question now.
Have you ever held your child's head under the water?
As a means of disciplining him? Oh, well, that's cruelty.
Now you're sticking your nose into my home? Is that what you're doing? I take a child and put his head underwater and say, now you know who the boss is.
I would like to get her name and her address call child protection on her.
I would love to give you my name. My name is Mavis Leonard.
Ma'am, you know what? Somebody should beat the living hell out of you.
You look mighty funny going down the street with my boot up your ass.
Oh, my
Yeah,
word.
That's right.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
come
sure.
at me. You
You're
can
so
come
busy.
At me anytime.
Teaching children how to not drown. I don't know how you could do it. I slap the white right off your face. This is absolutely ludicrous. The woman needs psychiatric treatment.
You know what? You need to teach your kids how to swim.
Okay. This is not good. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I have been a Christian woman all of my life, and I have not never hurt no child.
I know that you wouldn't hurt a child. The problem we have here, Ms. Leonard, we're back. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Is that in teaching children how to avoid being drowned by their mothers, people are afraid that you are teaching kids to be afraid of their mothers.
I am not teaching them. They are coming in here scared, ready to crap a green brick. And
see, it's stuff like that, ready to crap a green brick. If you're a Christian...
I'm just simply saying that I believe in the power of God, that God helps those who help themselves. And I'm not going to let a child who's afraid of her mother, going to put them underwater... And drown them like a Natalie Wood or somebody like that. And I'm always believing Jesus. Because of our...
Now, I know that you're a choir director there, but hold on for a minute, okay? I want to talk about this, then we can talk about your church, all right?
All right.
So you teach the kids to hold their breath underwater, and your picture is on the bottom of the tub so that when they open their eyes, they see you.
That's right. I said, you want me to be the last thing you see? You won't hold your breath.
All right, let me go to Iman.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to disprove her theory about teaching the kids how to survive. I wanted to ask you a question.
I teach them how to hold their breath.
Yes, I wanted to ask you a question. Are you a professional? Are you a professional diver?
I'm a professional teacher. I've taught middle school my whole life, 37 years.
Okay, I have a question for you. It's a very simple question.
Go right ahead.
How long can a human being hold his breath underwater, a regular human being?
Them cliff divers can do it for like 10, 20 minutes.
No, ma'am, you are deadly wrong. You are dead wrong.
My husband and I took a vacation in Mexico down to Cancun, and I've seen them boys dive off the top of the cliff.
They cannot hold it for 10 minutes. Ma'am, the maximum number it has been...
Are you from Mexico?
No, I am from Lebanon. Let me finish
my question.
What do
you know about diving down underwater? Do y'all have a deep-sea diving tank and everything?
Yes, we do. It's right there on the Middle
Eastern
coast.
Y'all can't even keep Israel out of there.
Let me ask you a question.
You guys got to quit swimming and maybe learn how to shoot some guns.
Never mind about that, okay?
Let me ask you a question.
Some of my four-year-olds have held their breath for 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
The maximum number it's been held for the Olympian. She was from Turkey. It's 5 minutes 37 seconds.
That's the maximum number. They got a breath
hold
in the Olympics.
Let me ask you a question. If the mother did not let go of the child, how is your theory helping? That's what I want to know.
Well, here is what happens. I tell the kid to go limp. That way the mama thinks she dead, and then she's going to go away and go get the other kid to drown him, and then you get up and go.
I'm asking you again. What if the mother did not let go for 10 minutes?
But the kid can hold his breath. We teach our children how to hold their breath.
For 10 minutes.
And a play
possum. You just broke the record of the Olympics.
They don't have
With the little kids.
They don't have no breath holding in the Olympics, darling. I'm sorry to break
Yes, they do. You are dead wrong. You don't know damn thing about that.
Olympic breath holding, huh?
Do you have an email? I can email you the number of the diver.
Well, Jesus told me that...
What are we going to do now? Are we going to sing a song?
I want to tell this man that I'm a Christian woman.
Miss Henry, if she has an email address, I can email her the name of the diver, when it happened and where it happened.
I took a kid and held him underwater. Wasn't my son and it wasn't my daughter. Yeah.
Will you knock it off? Took a kid and held him underwater.
That would be really
helpful. Then a man from Lebanon called in.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah,
Miss Henry.
Yeah, she's out of her.
Can I just say one thing?
She's out of her mind.
No, I'm going to ask her one simple question.
Wants to ask you one question, okay?
She's a Christian woman.
Can I play my harmonica?
How many times Lebanon was mentioned in the Holy Bible?
Zero.
No, ma'am, more than 800 times. And in southern Lebanon, Jesus Christ passed by southern Lebanon and lived there for quite a long time. You are nothing but an ignorant pig.
You got to understand that there's a reason why Lebanon sounds like 7-Eleven, you know?
Thank you very much. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The voice of Mavis Leonard in the preceding bit was performed by me. And if you'd like to know more about our show, if you really want to know what this show is about, if you want to become an inside member of this program, one of the cult, if you will, you got to become a Backstage Pass member. Go to philhenryshow.com and sign up for your own Backstage Pass. Now, we got a flashback from Friday's show. And this is who? It's R.C. talking about his desire to be a member of the United States Marine Corps. In fact, R.C. Collins, who attends Bradley Military Academy, went out and had USMC tattooed on his chest. And if he can go through that kind of pain, then the rest of you can go through whatever pain you're going through. Let's listen to what R.C. had to say.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Semper Fi. Well, until you know what Semper Fi means and you actually earn the title of Marine.
Well, but
no,
I
there
got
is
a
no
tattoo.
Well.
I got
you're a,
a
cadet. You're a cadet.
I got a tattoo.
You've not been through TBS. You've not been through OCS. You've not even been through basic recruit training. You are a cadet.
I've done push-ups and everything.
Push-ups? I do as many as you do, but my point being that so you have USMC
do you
tattooed
do push-ups?
Across your chest.
Do you do push-ups?
I'm airborne, so yes, I do push-ups. I have to do airborne
do you
statistics.
Code, have you ever code blued a guy?
Do you know what code red is?
Well, code red, code blue is when a guy messes up and you got to make him do stuff that he's supposed to do.
That's called hazing.
Yeah, what is that farting on the guy, man?
No, that's code
called,
blue.
That's called
what,
boys trying to be men, trying to be Marines. Until you've earned the title of Marine. Because you have USMC tattooed across your chest. Doesn't make you a Marine.
Well,
until
ma'am,
you've been through,
well, ma'am,
until what, you've been through boot camp, or you've been through OCS, or you've been through TBS.
Cut it out, you guys. Ma'am, with all due respect, you're a female, and I do honor the females in our United States service, but when it comes time to rock and roll, they're going to send the boys up front.
I'm glad that you're so narrow-minded that you think that.
Well, I mean, you know...
I'm so glad that you're so narrow-minded that you have that mentality that you think that. It shows me where you stand.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Will you guys quit with the
service? Before I, you know what, if I had you within 2 feet of me, I'd show you what a Marine was. It's not gender. Just because you have what you have and I have what I have doesn't make you any different. I do the same thing you do. I'm required to. The Marine Corps does not separate.
Well, ma'am, you know as well as I do that when you squat over your husband's chest and
okay, that's enough of that. You know, do you understand that?
Why does the show even bother with somebody like this?
Well, ma'am, you know that when
you I'm scared that you might actually become a Marine.
Well, I'm a
look at kid.
Let me ask you this,
yes, ma'am.
Mr. Cadet, wannabe Marine. What branch of service was the first female killed in combat during Enduring Freedom? What branch did she come from?
She was a secretary for the, she was a typist.
No, she wasn't a typist.
No, she was a Marine. She was a female Marine. She was a 2531, 0631. She was a radio operator on a C-130.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Mary. How do you get killed turning on a radio?
She wasn't doing her MOS. If you knew anything about what was going on, you'd know that.
Do you listen to this woman? She's listen to this Marine. She has experience. Okay, what is it with the farting, man? Okay,
we're code blue in a guy.
Oh, you saw for a few good men on TV, and you think code blue is?
It was actually code red in the movie if they had watched it.
Oh, I thought it was code blue. It's code
red. No, it's code
you guys,
red. Genius.
You guys, it's code red. Okay,
oh,
we got
genius.
It now. What?
Are you guys getting your jollies doing that?
We're just code red in the guy. Look, I know what AM and FM is, and anybody can be a radio operator.
It's a little more than that. Doesn't matter whether they won a medal. It doesn't matter whether they've gone into combat.
Do you have
People
a tattoo?
People show their pride differently. People show their pride differently.
Do you have a tattoo?
Yes, I have a tattoo.
You do?
Yes,
you
I
ought to
do.
See the one I got of Bin Laden on my ass. His face lights up when I fart.
Oh, come on.
I attribute it to your maturity level. I really do. I can't even carry on a conversation.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
You can, absolutely.
And I don't mean no disrespect or nothing about this, ma'am. Do you like guys?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
but
you,
I don't like boys.
You,
I don't like boys who don't understand, who don't have the mentality or concept.
Well, you
because
don't,
they go and tattoo USMC across their chest, they think they're a Marine. Until you've been through a 54-hour crucible, or until you've been through 12, almost 13 weeks of recruit training, or OCS, or TBS, the basic school, you have no idea.
I don't know what none of that is.
Well, why don't you ask her what it is?
That tells me you're not a Marine.
So you're not
into... You want to be a Marine, but you're not a Marine.
All right, but you're not into female speed skaters. I just want to know.
No, I'm not. And it doesn't matter whether I am or I'm not.
Guys,
the fact of the matter being that I'm a Marine, I have a tattoo, and I cry every time they play I'm proud to be an American, because you know what I am.
Could you tell me, is it USMC? Because I got US...
What?
When I got the tattoo, they put USCM.
What an idiot. You got USCM.
United States Corps.
He didn't get that, Mr. Henry. He didn't get that.
I thought it was United States Corps of Marines.
You're a moron.
Yeah, well,
you got USCM.
I wouldn't let anybody see that was a Marine. Because they'll beat you within an inch of your life.
Look, Mary. Mary, they tear you apart in combat because you'd cry like a little drowsy doll.
Well, you know what?
Hey, why don't you guys go into combat and fart the Al-Qaeda to death? Tell those guys to knock it off now!
Quit it,
guys.
While
we're out fighting the war, they're farting on each other.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. And check that out on our website, Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. Now, if you haven't heard yet, our new Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD is available. This year's CD entitled Bring It can now be purchased right on our website. It's just head on over to the philhenryshow.com website or call 877-616-7445 to order. The CD is only $20 with $3.50 shipping and handling, and all of the money goes to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Perfect. Valentine's Day is over, but it's a good Easter gift, a good St. Patrick's Day present, a good present for Flag Day, a good Martin Luther King birthday present. I think Passover's coming up. All kinds of things ahead that you can just go ahead and shower your loved ones with the Phil Henry CD. You know what you ought to do? Give it to your wife. She'll really appreciate it. That's just $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. The Phil Henry CD, Best of the Year 2001 CD. Bring it. And it's available at our website. And our website is just rocking, too. And we got all that great archive material on there. We've got all of our 30-day archive material. We've got our Listen Live, which you can listen to our show on demand. And it's high-quality stuff. Plus, our webcast is archived there. So if you want to see our actual show in progress and also see how we prep the show, we did a webcast on December the 21st. First 3 hours was from the office where Janice and I were putting the show together, and then the next three was us doing the show. And it was pretty sweet to actually wasn't very much fun for me to look at myself, but maybe you guys will find it interesting. So check out that as well. It's all there on the Phil Henry Show website. Now, what else did I want to mention about that, too? Oh, our celebrity ass poll. There's a new celebrity ass poll. And you guys missed last week. It was actually, whose ass? Charisma Carpenter's. And you guys thought it was Heather Locklear. So you blew it. But you got another opportunity this week. There's a brand new ass on our celebrity ass poll. Who do you think it is? Just pick from the names provided. And at the end of the week, find out whether you were right or not. From our news file here. And I only bring this to you because after 9/11, after the anthrax attacks, when everybody was saying that this was another prong in the attack of Osama bin Laden, Craig, you were here, man. Remember when I was sitting here saying, this is not a bin Laden caper. This is some domestic freak job. From the lame way the guy wrote the letter, to the postmarking, to the targets that he chose. How come Daschle gets one and Trent Lott doesn't? How come Brokaw? How come Rather? How come Jennings? All these guys. Those are uniquely American targets that only an American would choose. Well, guess what? The FBI search, this is from the Washington Times, the FBI search for the person who mailed anthrax-laced letters that killed five people has now focused on a former U.S. scientist who worked at a government laboratory where he learned how to make a weapons-grade strain of the deadly bacteria. The FBI, according to sources, has known for more than 3 months that the person responsible for sending the letters was a U.S. citizen and probably a former scientist connected to the government's biodefense program. You remember when they found traces of anthrax at the Walter Reed Army Hospital? And if you look up Walter Reed Army Hospital in any search engine, you'll find that among the things they do at the Walter Reed Army Hospital in their research wing is develop vaccines for our soldiers who are stationed overseas against, among other things, anthrax. The government's chief suspect, according to sources, is believed to have worked at the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Dedrick, Maryland, which has maintained stores of weapons-grade anthrax, commonly known as the Ames strain of Bacillus anthracis. The sources said the former scientist is now employed as a contractor in the Washington area. The unidentified scientist, according to the sources, was twice fired from government jobs, and after the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon that killed more than 3,000 people, reportedly made a threat to use anthrax. He's been interviewed by FBI agents on several occasions. According to the sources, his house has been searched, and just last week, crapped a green brick about the size of a Volkswagen. No. But anyway. So, two things you're going to know about this guy. A, FBI has got a tail on this dude that he'll never be able to shake. B, whatever it was that he did, he cleaned up pretty good. You know it wasn't in his house because the FBI has gone through his house. Has he got a laboratory someplace? He's been fired from two jobs. And the reason why they haven't arrested him is they don't have enough stuff on this guy to make a rock-solid case against him. They don't want to arrest this guy and have the case not be solid. So what are they doing? They're probably checking into his background big time, interviewing every human being that ever had any contact with him, and tailing him 24 hours a day, every second of every moment of every waking hour. This guy is not without some kind of FBI surveillance, to the point now where it's made the news. Will there be an arrest? I don't know. But I knew that whoever was doing this was an American. Why? Because only an American could write a note as dumb, as lame, as that Allah is great note. This is like some dumbass, probably some guy that listens to G. Gordon Liddy. I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.